Emergency War Surgery. Emergency War Surgery, 4th United States Revision. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 9. 1. What should be given for all penetrating wounds as soon as possible? Antibiotics. 2. Within how many hours, preferably, of being wounded, should wound debridement take place? 6. 3. Which type of wound incisions allow for proximal and distal extension for more thorough visualization and debridement? Longitudinal. 4. Which type of wound incisions should be avoided because they do not facilitate subsequent extension if needed? Transverse. 5. Tissue-sparing debridement is acceptable if follow-on wound surgery will occur within how many hours? 24. 6. Irrigation volume between 6 and how many liters is often utilized for significantly contaminated large open wounds? 12. 7. Which type of irrigation is preferred for acute wounds? Low pressure. 8. What may be helpful in extending the period of bacterial growth after initial debridement? Antibiotic beads. 9. Wounds undergo a planned second debridement and irrigation in how many hours? 24 to 48. 10. How many hours may the time interval between debridements be extended if negative pressure wound therapy devices are utilized, providing all non-viable tissue has been removed? 48 to 72. 11. Which syndrome is characterized by ischemia and muscle damage or death? Crush. 12. Reperfusion injuries can cause up to how many liters of third space fluid loss per limb that can precipitate hypovolemic shock? 10. 13. Combat extremity injuries are at an elevated risk of developing a compartment syndrome within how many hours post-injury? 48 to 72. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.